Psalm 119:89 says, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." God's word is a settled matter, and what he has settled in heaven, he has revealed to us on earth in the Holy Bible, King James Version in English. In just over 30 minutes in the previous segments in this About the Bible series, we've explained how the first five books of the Bible, known as the books of Moses and also called the Torah and the Pentateuch, became identified, respected, and accepted as scripture. And we have now also explained the inclusion of the book of Job, which is believed by many to actually be the oldest book of the Bible, making it actually the first book of the Bible given to us from God. But because of its philosophical content, with the internal debate and discussion appealing to reason and wisdom, it has historically been grouped with the Psalms as one of the wisdom books, which includes Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Solomon with the book of Job. And that explains why, for practical reasons, it's not found before Genesis when you open your Bible. And in laying down the basis for the inclusion of the Torah and the book of Job, we have set the standard for the inclusion and exclusion of other books in what is called the canon of Scripture. It's important that any serious student of the Bible and Bible history know what that term means, the canon of Scripture. It's not a weapon used in warfare, but the word canon refers to an ancient stick that was used for measuring, sort of like our yardstick. And since books were added to the Bible based upon their ability to measure up to those standards we've already mentioned previously, including our list in the fourth of these About the Bible segments, the word canon began to be used in reference to the total group of books included in the Bible as Holy Scripture, or simply as the Word of God. If a book measured up, it was included in the canon of Scripture. The books of the Old Testament canon total 39 in our English King James Bible and all other legitimate Bibles used by Bible-believing Christians since the time of the Apostles. We will discuss the Apocrypha and other books that are not included in the Old Testament later, but it's important to note that those books were never in the Bible. The Jews never added them to the Old Testament canon, and neither did the Christian church, and only when apostate Rome did so for scurrilous reasons in the 16th century AD did you find them in any Bible. So the books that measured up were added to the canon, and then the guardians of the scripture in the tribe of Levi would possess and protect those texts so that God's people would have God's word. Scribes among the Levites would then hand copy these manuscripts. There were no copy machines or even carbon copies made. Each manuscript was meticulously hand-copied, and then other scribes would inspect the copies, and if any had errors, they would simply destroy that copy and start all over. So we can see the care put into adding a book to the Old Testament canon, and then the care used in copying each book so that as the older copies perished, the new copy was an exact duplicate. Later, when copies are found, and there are variations, which are usually slight, the Masoretes would find those and settled on a received text of the Old Testament. It's called the Masoretic Hebrew Old Testament text, and we'll discuss that later as well. In the meantime, if you've followed along and listened carefully, then you can see that only those particular books that met the high standards required were ever included among the books of the Bible. And once in the canon, the Bible was cared for by the Levites and then copied out by professional, dedicated scribes. All of this confirms God's promises as found in texts like Proverbs 1:23. He says, "Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you." God has made his words known to his people, and we will now discuss how we were given the words of the prophets in writing, as well as the written history of the prophets in Israel, and why those books are in the canon of Scripture, the Holy Bible.